AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Islamic State group isn't claiming responsibility for the San Bernardino shootings, but it says the couple believed responsible were supporters. FBI is looking at the killing of 14 people as a terror attack. Ed Donahue with more.
FBI Director James Comey says the focus is on the shooters, Saeed Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik.
So far, we have no indication that these killers are part of an organized larger group or form part of a cell.
Comey hopes some cell phones will explain why this all happened.
This is electronic evidence that these killers tried to destroy and tried to conceal from us.
The Islamic State Group affiliated news agency says the San Bernardino shooters were supporters, but it stopped short of claiming responsibility for the attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Following the attacks in Paris and California, New York City has increased its effort to reach out to Muslim residents.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says his city will not tolerate retaliation in the wake of terrorist attacks.
We are here to say that with every tool we have as a city and with all of the capacity of the greatest police department on earth, we will protect this community.
New York City has increased its presence in Muslim neighborhoods, sending staffers to visit mosques and meet with imams and worshipers. Police officials have briefed community leaders on new counterterrorism procedures. I'm Ross Simpson.
Chicago officials have released hundreds of pages of documents from the investigation into the shooting of a black teen by a white police officer. Biggest takeaway is that the written reports don't match the video. Video shows 17-year-old Laquan McDonald veering away from officers. Written reports say he advanced towards police when he was shot 16 times. This is AP Radio News. About 160 skilled maintenance workers, a little more than 10% of the total workforce, have voted to be represented by the UAW at Volkswagen's Chattanooga, Tennessee assembly plant. The AP's Eric Schelzig reports.
Skilled trade workers there have voted 108-44 to be represented by the union. It marks the first time that the UAW has won a union election at a foreign automaker in the South.
Earlier, in a previous vote, a majority of the 1,400 workers at the VW plant rejected the UAW. A five-year, $305 billion transportation funding bill passed by Congress has been signed by President Obama. The bill, which was overwhelmingly approved by Congress just a day earlier, increases highway and transit spending but falls short of the $400 billion the White House wanted, nor does it resolve funding concerns for transportation programs in the long term. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.